Good morning.
Good morning.
And we need to start by noting that Norman Studios is an absolute treasure here on the First Coast, the place where people can learn all about Jacksonville's glory days during the silent movie era. For people that aren't familiar with Norman Studios, you really need to check it out. But let's talk a little bit about this movie. Devin, let's start with you. A Florida Enchantment. I had not heard of this. Shot in 1914, 100 years ago. What was it all about?
Well, we don't want to give away too much of the storyline, but basically the main character, Lillian Travers, she comes from New York, but she lives in St. Augustine. And she finds out that she believes her fiance is fooling around on her. And so she finds these magic seeds that she takes one and it changes her gender. And
she becomes a man.
Yes. And the hijinks begin. And then later she, when her husband comes, she just starts acting very, very masculine, and then she changes her clothes and cuts her hair. Well, then her husband, her fiance, comes back, and he's very confused about the way she's acting. So she pops him one, and he then makes the change, and it's a funny story, for us today. It seems very, very mild today, but back in the day,
sure,
there were a lot of people
scandal.
That just were not laughing.
Rita Reagan, the New York Times, called this story vile stuff, a nauseating mess.
There was a lot of censorship from the very, very beginning of film, of silent film. And it led, of course, to the Hays Laws. And
the morals code for movie makers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so censorship has been up and down. That's one of the things that we'll talk about during our panel after the movie. This one, it has people of the same gender kissing. You can imagine what that would have done in those
days.
And
this was 100 years ago.
100 years ago.
And when people might not realize, the early filmmakers in Jacksonville were very forward for their day. They were very edgy, weren't they?
Well, we were the pioneers. And that's what the whole thing with Norman Studios is. And Silent Sundays is a way to get that education for the city. Many people across the country know more about Norman Studios than local people do.
Right. And so this new film series you've devised is a way to really bring the public into this. You're going to be screening a silent film on Sundays. And when people come out and see these films, Devin, they'll recognize some local landmarks.
Yeah, they will, particularly in we're going to try to find all the films that we can that were shot here in Northeast Florida. But this one in particular, there are a lot of shots, mainly of St. Augustine, that you'll recognize, of the Hotel de Leon that is now Flagler College. There are some shots of the Fort, some stuff that was done at the old curiosity shop. So St. Augustine residents in particular will recognize a lot of the spots in Florida Enchantment.
And so this Sunday is the kickoff, but you'll keep it going past this Sunday.
The next one will be probably Love in the Everglades, which was very controversial too, but not necessarily for the same reasons, because Floridians were depicted as hillbillies and crazy people.
Why is that?
And slapstick.
And that's controversial because? No, I'm just kidding.
100 years later.
Just kidding. No, but that was 100 years ago, and people were outraged by that one.
Right. Jacksonville had at least 30 studios, major studios, and from the era period of 1907 until 1919, and made more than 300 movies here. So we're looking for all of those.
Yeah.
We're hoping we'll turn up a lot of Norman stuff in September when the Antique Roadshow is going to have a segment on us in September.
Oh, right. PBS's own Antiques Roadshow.
Right.
So you're hoping more people might have these old silent films in
that's
the attic
that's our
donate
desire.
Them? Well, if they made more than 300 films, Devin, there's got to be a lot of them still out there.
You would think. But now, back then, film was very fragile.
Nitric film.
Lot of people didn't realize until it was too late how quickly those films would deteriorate. That's why one of the films that we'll be showing sometime in the Silent Sunday series is A Fool There Was with Theda Bara. And there's a story about Theda, I believe during the 1920s, someone wanted to do a documentary on her, and a lot of her films had burned in a in a fire at one of the studios, but she didn't think much about it because she had all her own copies. Well, when they went to do this documentary, she looked into her own archives and they were all ruined. And so I think people didn't realize, you know, how fragile the films were then. You know, and it wasn't until some years later that we started to find and you know, really pay attention to to saving what we could.
One of the things about the volatility of those films, our projection room at Norman Studios is lined with tin. Hmm. And there's a gigantic safe because once they made the films and put them in canisters, they had to make sure they didn't blow up and take down the whole building.
Yeah, it was dangerous. And as you pointed out, around 1919, all of the filmmakers cleared out of town and they went west to a little place called Hollywood.
Oh, yes.
So and that was mainly because the filmmakers were not liked by the local townspeople, correct? They felt they were a little too racy?
Martin, the new mayor, Martin, ran on a campaign platform to run those bohemians out of town. And Jet Bowden, who had been the big advocate, he lost that race, and we lost Hollywood.
We could have been Los Angeles.
We could have been.
And so many, Devin, people just don't know this. They really don't know this story. That's why I wanted to make sure we feature this so that people know all about, that they can learn about this history at the Norman Studios Museum in Arlington.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jacksonville has an amazing history with, you know, there's a lot of bits and pieces that people just don't realize or, you know, ugly things that went on here. But there were some really wonderful things that went on here, too, in terms of, a lot of people don't realize that Norman Studios is one of the first studios in the country that did all black cast films. And these were black actors. These were not white actors in blackface like you'll see in A Florida Enchantment.
In fact, Richard Norman, he did adventure films with black actors, and it's a crying shame that white audiences didn't get to see them, because I think it would have changed a lot of perceptions. Blackface is going to be one of the topics of discussion for after the movie.
Oh, well, that brings us to the event. This is coming up Sunday, July 13th, 4 p.m. at the Hotel Indigo. That's in the Tapestry Park development along Southside Boulevard. This is the kickoff of Silent Sundays. You need to come out Sunday, 4 o'clock, and see this. This is an exciting opportunity and more to come. So keep us posted on the next one in the series.
Thanks for letting us be here.
Thank you.